Title: OHCA's Revised Regulations Following Comments from Industry Stakeholders. Content: As we anticipated in our previous blog article, the Office of Healthcare Affordability, OHCA, made revisions to its proposed regulations following the public workshop hosted by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information, HCAI, in August. On October 9, 2023, HCAI and OHCA published a revised draft of the regulations. Our August blog article outlined the substance of the original draft regulations. This article summarizes the critical takeaways regarding the revisions. Noteworthy takeaways and revisions: OHCA made modest revisions to the regulations, some of which seemingly sought to address concerns raised by commenters in the public workshop. The aim of the regulations remains substantially the same, which is to require certain healthcare entities, HCEs, which are defined primarily to include providers and payors, to submit a detailed notice in advance of certain transactions and await a decision by OHCA to conduct a cost and market impact review, CMIR. The following highlights important changes and unaltered portions of the rules. Scope of regulated parties and transactions. Multiple commenters at the public workshop criticized the broad scope of the regulations, especially for including management services organizations, MSOs, in the definition of an HCE. The revised draft regulations remove the mention of MSOs from the definition, but it is still possible for an MSO to fall within the scope of the regulations if the MSO independently meets the revised definition of an HCE. OHCA also revised the definition of a material change transaction, perhaps in response to concerns raised by some commenters that the original definition would have seemed to implicate routine or ordinary course transactions. Now, the revised regulations use the definition under Section 127,500.2 of the California Health and Safety Code and explicitly carve out the following from the definition: transactions in the usual and regular course of business and situations in which the HCE already directly or indirectly controls or shares common control with all other parties to the transaction. Under the regulations, HCEs subject to the notice requirements must meet at least one revenue or service area threshold. OHCA made a few tweaks to the proposed thresholds, including to limit the health professional shortage area threshold to only HCEs located in a designated mental health or primary care health professional shortage area rather than those HCEs serving patients residing in a health professional shortage area. Notably, however, OHCA retained most of the transactional circumstances requiring a filing, including transactions for which the fair market value is $25 million or more. Distressed hospitals and other distressed assets. OHCA appears to have been responsive to commenters who expressed concern that OHCA's review timeline could prevent distressed businesses and healthcare assets from obtaining financial help. The revised draft regulations contemplate an expedited review process, which is available by request if an HCE sufficiently demonstrates expedited review is warranted due to either 1. Severe financial distress of one or more of the parties, or 2. Significant reduction in the provision of critical healthcare services within a geographic area. The expedited process will not be available for most transactions, as it requires the parties to essentially be approaching bankruptcy or insolvency to qualify. OHCA also does not specify the time frame for expedited review or provide any meaningful comparison to the ordinary review time frame, as further described below. Consideration of material change transactions and CMIR. Generally speaking, OHCA appears to have taken a light touch in terms of revisions to the standards regarding which transactions will warrant a CMIR. Indeed, OHCA did not revise the rules to require the consideration of potential benefits of a transaction, as requested by some commenters. However, it did incorporate certain comments on the criteria for deciding whether to conduct a CMIR. Specifically, it added factors related to the transaction's 1. Potential negative impacts on the labor market, 2. Furthering of a trend toward consolidation, 3. Ability to generate a dominant market position, and 4. If between an HCE in California and an out-of-state entity, the effect on affordability, quality.